Yeah, they're a chance of being a part of history for the club. It dates back 79 years, the last time they won 12 in a row. Well, that's exactly what the Swans are doing this Saturday at the SCG against Carlton, who are the despised outsiders. So looks like a foregone conclusion, you would have thought. Let's find out if Kieran Jack thinks the same. G'day, Kieran.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Easy to get carried away with that sort of thing, isn't it? The wins just happen, but all the work has to be done. Is that the way John Longmire's positioning this game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's all outside talk. It's something we can't really control. I mean, John's been very good internally at just keeping us on track and making sure we are taking it week by week, and that's all we're really doing at the moment. We're focusing in hard on our opponents and just taking as it comes. I mean, 11 in a row, it doesn't even seem like that, you know. It's just sort of wins on wins have been building, and we've been in good form, so hopefully we can continue it.
Then some idiot's going to suggest you can go the entire rest of the season without another loss and win the grand final.
Be that idiot, TK. Go on.
Who's that idiot? Yeah.
Well, if you think you can win every game you play every weekend, you can possibly go undefeated now.
Oh, look, I mean, possibly, yeah. But, I mean, that's something that you know, it'll see what happens at the end of the year. What we focus on is really, it is a week-to-week thing. I mean, AFL football, it's brutal. It's like any league football you watch.
Sure.
You know, it's two teams going at it. I mean, on the weekend we saw Hawthorn get done, Port Adelaide get done, which nobody really thought was going to happen. So you can't really make these conclusions, I don't think, just yet. There's a lot of quality teams out there, so you've got to respect everyone and take it on its merit.
Hey, Kieran, they talk a lot about the really strong four players in the midfield for the Sydney Swans, Hanbury, McVeigh, Kennedy and yourself. Now they're saying that Luke Parker should join that crew. There's been talk, I think Jude Bolton's come out and said no, he's definitely an All-Australian. Is there a bit of internal rivalry through the midfield?
Oh, I mean, certainly not rivalry. I mean, we certainly love working with each other and we push each other very hard. I mean, we're a group that's very united and hell-bent on being the best. And Luke's been a player that's really impressed since day one he got to the football club. His enthusiasm and the way he goes about his football is a hard nut in the midfield, and he's really come to his own this year and stepped up another level, which we needed to. I mean, we've lost Dan Hanbury. He's been out for a few games and someone needed to stand up, and Luke's been the one to do it. You know, alongside, I think, Ben McGlynn too. Ben McGlynn's been another one who, you know, he's 28 and this is probably his first full season in the midfield. He's played as a half forward, roaming around the forward line, and this year he's gone to the midfield and made a big difference for us.
Kieran, were you across the comments from Mick Malthouse, who he virtually attacked his own players, saying he didn't really rate them that that highly? Did you see those comments? He's a strange sort of character, Mick, isn't he?
No, I didn't see those comments. This is quite strange coming from Mick. They had a pretty good win on the weekend, so yeah, I'm not sure whether he's trying to talk down his chances this week.
But yeah, well, maybe they worked. That was before last weekend, actually, Kieran. And the style of play, if we get out there, SCG 740, bounce of the ball on Saturday night, we're going to see a flamboyant Swannies or just the hard-working Swannies?
Look, I think what the Swans fans have seen this year when they've come out and watched us is two-way football. I mean, we certainly, you know, value a defence. We value that, and then we try and, you know, really attack the other way and attack hard. And hopefully we'll get a big crowd this year, this week, you know, against Carlton, and we can put on a pretty good show for them.
Tippett, Hanbury, Reece Shaw, will they be playing this Saturday?
They're all a chance. Right. I certainly know Hanners and Tippo are pushing hard, and they'll Well, the problem is we've got a short week this week. You know, we got the red eye back yesterday from Perth. So we actually haven't been in the club at all. We're about to head in this morning to see how all the boys have pulled up. So we'll get in there and see how they are. And we've got a training session on Thursday. And then we'll go from there.
New South Wales make it 3-0?
I think they will. Yeah, I know it's a big call. But I think they've got the belief now. And they did it in game one. I think they can do it again.
Let's hope they can. Let's hope the Swans can create history themselves out at the SCG. 7:40, the bounce, as we've mentioned. Good luck with that, Kieran. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys.